Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ranka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are coming to you live from our live on tape from New Delhi, India. We did record this today, Sunday, just a broad time difference. So thank you for your divine presence and being here with us in this extraordinary moment. Sri, I'm excited. And I just want to first give a big shout out to bbsradio.com. Hey guys, we love you. OnenessTalkRadio.com, YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and wherever you might be catching us on an affiliate, thank you, because this is a powerful teaching weekend. Sri and I have been offering some really valuable insights about this new moon upon us. If you did not catch our show yesterday, Explore the Mysteries, hey, go back to OnenessTalkRadio.com, watch that show. I think it's also posted over at YouTube, right, Sri?
Yep, it's all right. YouTube channel.
And you want to look at that because we're going to continue this teaching and expand it out because let me ask you a question right now, guys. What's triggering you or what's pulling you? Because we are just 2 days out from this intense new moon.
You know, triggering or pulling, because one's a slow motion trigger, potentially.
You know, or you have to pull the trigger, right? I don't know.
We're going to explore that every
yeah, we are.
But one of the things by way of leading up to this is to recognize and remember that we are at a grand crescendo of creativity. And this crescendo of creativity was launched at the full moon just a week ago. And that full moon...
Actually, 12 days ago.
Okay.
Right? No, I think that's important that it's been exactly 12 days. It was the 12th.
Yeah, it's a
right?
magic
yeah,
number.
Yeah, it is
sure.
A magic number.
And we had talked about this a show or two back about the phenomenon, about the energy of that full moon and the empowerment. And we did capture a few photos and movies and things at our fire ceremony at Tosa Blue Mountain. And we were not able to show them to you a week ago.
Yeah, and so we're going to weave them into tonight's show. Yeah. So you want to stay forward for that. Now, guys, let's track. And this is why Sri's talking about the full moon.
Yeah.
We, November 12th, let's just take a moment and really offer yourself the gift of recognition. Remember, what were the three energies? What was that trinity of energy that was floating through November? It was respect, as of deep reverence. It was remember yourself. And now it's the recognition of the choice before you. And this all amplified. It's been going all month long. And hey, you want to stay tuned for next weekend's shows because Sri and I will be in Bhutan and we are going to have the shows here for the December predictions. This all hinges on this illumination energy. And Sri, I think you already kind of teased everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That illumination on November 12th, that full moon mastery illumination, is either a blessing or a curse or a little bit of both, right? Because when we start seeing everything, when everything is illuminated, then everything can be seen. So the key is how you are seeing it and from the angle or the presence that you are calling in to see it. And I love that we're getting ready to release some of the, just a hint of what happened at Tosa Blue Mountain, because when that full moon night happened, we were very blessed. There were five of us gathered in our beautiful Temescal, and the magic that poured through, the energy that poured through was quite extraordinary. And all of the messages, and we were really holding presence for all of you, for the entire Gaia experience of this anchoring of illumination. And together we are better, and that really has come forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I personally am enjoying revisiting that full moon energy right now because it was a powerful moment and that power continues to be ignited within. I know for myself, and I bet you many of you would confirm this, go ahead and put it in the chat.
Please do.
That there was an invitation to come forward in a new way.
Oh, I love that. That's really what it was. It was
and this, yeah, this yeah, full moon that. Energy, this feminine energy was saying, it's okay. You can be who you are. Come on forward. And also that come forward kind of energy, that invitation was also there for all forms of beings, all forms of energy. It was just the playground is open, come play kind of thing.
Please do.
And as I grabbed a little video snip to share with you for tonight at this show, I was just reconnecting with that powerful energy and all of what was going on that full moon.
Right.
You know, and it really brought forward a recognition that there is more happening than the eye of density can discern.
Now, I want to go back what he just said, the recognition. That's the key. This is the moment. We are peaking in this moment right now. And as we are moving into this final week of December, final week of November, when there's kind of the reason I had the slip of the tongue is, The 2020 energy is actually going to start on December 1. It's actually really already here. It's moving in, yet we're going to have this huge overlap. That's next weekend shows. Make sure you tune in. But this is why, before Sri and I go any further talking about the triggers and how to expand through them and what to look for and what may be stopping you from really seeing the choice and consciously making it, and that is our sole intention of this two series teaching segments, is that you have the conscious awareness and the experience before you of the choice you are making. And so, Sri, let's have some fun. So, those of you that are watching us, if you're on audio right now, we'll describe it. But we're going to put up right now a beautiful fire ceremony. Should we start there?
A little clip,
because that's how it worked. We first did a fire ceremony. We have several different ceremonial fire pits at Tosa Blue Mountain. And so on New Year's, it felt like a new year to us, on the full moon of November 12, we began at our ceremonial fire pit right outside our Temescal. And here's what happened. Happened a lot. Now, if you're watching this video, look to the right. Look at that beautiful being of green. And that is Bria as she is making an offering into the fire. And you see it dancing. You see this green being who's dancing and moving all around her. We have a lot more of this video and these beautiful dancing energies. Notice as she makes her offering, look at her crown chakra and this energy of healing and love. Is that beautiful? And we have these beings started splitting and dancing. And for each one of us, they were a different color. There was purple and blue and like a magenta and the green.
It was just incredible.
And in all the years that we have filmed fire ceremonies, and there have been many years that we've done that, this has never happened before.
No. This at first I thought, oh, is this a reflection? And then I realized, well, everything's a reflection.
Right. It's not. Everything's a mirror. Soul mirrors. Thursday nights, 5 p.m.
and that the energy was dancing around the field of view.
Right.
And so this was just a little glimpse of what was going on. And we have one more little glimpse to share with you.
Yeah.
This is a still photo that shows both a giant orb and an orb in motion.
Now, here's what's so exciting about this is the fact that we were in the Temescal and we had been in there quite a while. So we did our fire ceremony, then we went in the Temescal. And suddenly I looked at Sri and said, we have to go outside right now. And when we went outside, what you're going to see, go ahead, Sri, you can put up the slide, is that we could actually see the full moon. It was a very cloudy night. And this was about the only moment the full moon came in. And look at the visitor shooting in the front of the frame. Look down at the Temescal, at that huge orb-like being that's there. And there were so many incredible beings with us. And this is all part of the illumination. And so, what has illuminated for you? What evidence in your life is showing this illumination? Because we are right on the new moon. We are already in the energy, right? And the new moon will peak out on the 26th. And then between the 26th and the 30th is when the divine directors have been so clear that this is the moment of the choice. It will be, you're already in it. You already know it. It's been brewing all month, but it will be those final few days where it will really come forward. And on December 1st, and make sure you're with us next weekend, 2020 is going to usher in the same month that December begins. And so December is going to be this rich, magical recipe of the entire year birthing through you. So everything is up. And this is why we're talking about the triggers again, because this new moon is like a vacuum. And it's got a lot of power and it's got a lot of suction. And the key is, are you witnessing it from the compassion of the fifth dimension, seeing the perfection and claiming yourself and saying yes to your mastery and full illumination? Or are you in that spiral? Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about the spiral because we talked a lot about that yesterday. But we are going to be talking about how this energy is going to affect the everything, not just on this planet. We're talking, this is like a universal experience right now because of this timeline slide. And that's what we were really diving into yesterday, is how you are anchoring in these multidimensional spaces and accepting the truth of where you are, opening your eyes to see it, will be directly affected as you move through this new moon energy, which, remember, it might peak on the 26th, but it's right now through the 30th.
Yes. One of the things I want to remind you is that your ascension does not happen to you.
That's true.
It happens through you. Your upliftment is an inside job. It's just so important to recognize that nobody's going to save you. Nobody's going to rescue you. And nobody is going to really kick you in the behind and say, get on with it.
I will. No, I won't. No, I won't. I'm joking.
There are opportunities or invitations.
Right.
And your soul and your circumstances will oftentimes invite you to awaken, invite you to step forward. And we're inviting you to do the same right now. And I just want to offer you this reminder that as we practice our spiritual tenacity, your victory is assured. Now, how many of you have ever cut a piece of wood with a saw? This is kind of a male metaphor, but I think a lot of ladies have cut wood with saw.
Attempted.
And you're cutting a piece of wood, and you notice how it just hangs there. You're trying to cut off something you don't want, or to get the better half. And you're cutting, and you get down to one little piece that's holding on, and when it finally lets go, there it is. That's what I was seeking. That's a little bit how it is with our breaking free. We can have things that just keep following us, that just keep associating. We're working on, okay, I choose to be free of this. I choose to honor that which is the better half, so to speak, or the piece I want. And the other piece just follows us around until one moment it breaks loose.
I'm loving this example. And Sri, the other thing that hit me so clearly as you were sharing that was that, and when it finally breaks loose, we also get to see what's inside. The best part of a geode is when you cut it open.
Ooh.
Seriously. And so sometimes we have to break open that which is trying to contain us in order to see the beauty that has been waiting to birth. And that is a fabulous metaphor, because in this new moon energy right now, there is a real, and I talked about this yesterday as well. We are at this point where things are converging. And so there is a rich intensity. If you're catching us in real time, the week ahead is going to be pretty intense. And hey, remember, if you have our app, and if you don't, I'd like to know why not, go to App Store, Google Play, wherever, and download Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, because we include weekly energy updates for people that are part of our Mastery Mentorship team. And if you don't know what that is, download the app and learn, because we're going to have a lot in there this week about the week ahead, especially due to this heightened peak of intensity that is going to come in around the new moon. So what's going to experience itself, and I'm really using that word intentionally, there is an experience of itself that this new moon is bringing forward. So what does that mean? It means that this pull energy will either trigger you to expand and let go and dance and fly and claim who you are, or it's going to suck you in. Remember, it's a vacuum, and there is a strong potential that it could become quite challenging to find your way back out again. Now, I want to just stop right there and share that there's no failure here. It's just a question of being conscious of what's around you and being aware, so that if those moments come forward, you have the opportunity to breathe through them.
you know, sometimes being forewarned is indeed prepared.
True.
And nothing can prepare you fully except your self-trust.
Oh, I love that, Sri.
Because when we are at the chasm, when we are walking into the unknown, there is only one thing that keeps us going, and that is our trust in the universe, our trust in our divine nature.
Love it.
And this too takes a little practice, you know, that this is why we have more than one dark night of the soul in our lives. This is why we have more than one crisis, because we're cultivating the capacity to fly.
Yes.
And it takes a few little upsy-dupsies to develop that. You know, one of the things that we want to talk about today are triggers. And triggers are those density events or energies that would seek to pull you into separation or a wounded cycle.
So we really wanted to explain, number one, okay, so what is a trigger? And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to also offer you very clear steps on how to walk through them. And then we're going to invite you to really expand. Because I just, with all my heart and soul, and I know Sri is feeling the same way, this month has been an extraordinary moment of mastery. And with the full moon illumination, with the remembrance that came through during the time of the full moon, remember, it was really the earlier part of the month was all about this respect. And it was really about respecting yourself. So that's one of the things you want to look at during this new moon. Have you respected yourself? Are you gifting yourself with enough self-respect, which thereby anchors greater self-love? And through that, with this full illumination, which is permanent, my loves, this isn't a temporary thing. That's why the moon energy this month, remember earlier in the month, if you have not watched it at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, please go revisit the November revelations, the November Ascension Energy Forecast, because we talked about it then, that this month was very much about the remembrance of you as the master you are. And in this energy of recognition, it's all about saying yes to your life, saying yes to your mastery. And thereby, the triggers will not be triggers that will stop you. They will illuminate that which is trying to hinder the growth. And when you can see it from that aspect, when you can love yourself enough to wrap your arms with compassion around that which is seeking to stop you, then the full illumination will anchor. This is all about the feminine energy, not female, feminine. And it is always, in this month, it is very much tied with the moon. And so it's been an extraordinary moment, don't you think, Sri?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important to continue to cultivate that deeper appreciation for the undercurrents and the support that's there. Because the content of your life, the experiences, the people that come and go, and the backdrops that come and go, these are all there as opportunities to call forward greater discernment, wisdom, and love. And all of these experiences are there as part of your mastery exercise.
No, I gotta stop because I think that was brilliant. Discernment, wisdom, love. Now, not only are those three energies important to look at, but I love that, Sri, because it is through our spiritual tenacity, through our commitment to ourselves, through our saying yes to who we really are and not hiding, that discernment evolves. You know, and we all, beloved angels, every being has gone through all of these different experiences that lead us to discernment. Without them, we would not have the blessing of discernment. Yeah. And once we claim that discernment, the wisdom can arise. Because unless we have that discernment, then how can the wisdom truly anchor? And that offers, I feel like that's that sawing, right? You know, the discernment and the wisdom gets us to break open what's inside, which is a well of self-love that is so extraordinary. And it goes, so it's transcended beyond the ego, my angels. Self-love is very much about saying yes to who you are, accepting yourself and being that gift. You know, earlier this month, we put a couple questions in front of you. And one of them was, when did you decide it was okay to simply not be comfortable in your own skin? And really take that one in, because if that's dancing with you right now, the new moon might want to have her way with you as you dance into the void of creation that's coming forward.
You know, we in the last few minutes, we've touched upon some really important
thanks to you
observations. You know, and one of them, discernment comes through the recognition of contrasts.
Right.
That we try things one way, then we try them another, and through that comparison, we gain in discernment. And so it's like that with dysfunctional behavior. we're gonna keep attracting that same old abusing whoever relationship or the same old dysfunctional whatever until we finally say enough.
All right, so I have to jump in. I know some of you have heard this story before, and I just have to jump in because that is how we learn, is it not? I think many of you know that my beloved Sri Ranka, my husband going into our 18th year, but he is my number five, my Shiva, right? He's my eternal life. He's my ascension husband. But those first four husbands were all the same person, just in a different body. And you know why that was? Because the only thing I had in common with all of them was me. And it was just such a beautiful blessing after that fourth, and some of you know, I won't go into it, but you know, after that fourth marriage ended, which turned out to be like a bad B movie, then I was able to really wake up into the discernment of, wait a minute. And it's when we look in that mirror, and I literally did look in a mirror, and it's when we really look in that mirror and go, you know, it's time to pay attention and accept our role in the way our life has been, that every miracle door opens. And I will share with you that it was only 3 months after that that this beloved angel and I got together.
Yes. And you know, how many of you have had a series of
bad relationships, painful
jobs or unemployments or relationships?
Can't get out of the cycle.
I want to say to you, that's compost for your mastery.
Ooh, I like that.
And just like the lotus grows out of the mud and the muck, you.
The monk. I like
you. Your divine empowerment will be accelerated as you walk through the crap, as you walk through the compost and keep looking for the sun. Keep lifting up. Because when you break free, it's going to be a jettison, and you are going to be a profound, helpful teacher for others. And that's part of the reason we put up with it. We accept the pain in our lives because we want the gifts that come from it.
Now, the key is, are you consciously harvesting them? You know, so often we have gifts. You know, I always like to describe it. It's like a holiday morning, right? You know, whatever holiday you're celebrating, and there's presents that have been given to you and they look all beautiful. Well, okay. Are you opening them? And then after you open them, are you actually using them? That's the key. Sometimes we have so many gifts put in front of us that we don't know which one to open first. We don't know how to put them together. That's the magic that's before us on this new moon right now. An opportunity to be in that void energy, in the illuminated state, and actually say yes to the gifts that are before us. Or it's going to be a complex synergy of many different energies that can feel a fascinating, let's just say, a fascinating river ride.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those, you know, get in the tube and hang on.
You know, part of us wants to master density. So right. Part of our evolution.
Well, of course, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we were born into density. We were born into dysfunctional families. I haven't yet met a really highly functioning family, but there's a couple out there. It took them a while to get there. We're born into the world of compromises and pain and trauma, etc. And we evolve through that.
Right.
That's the lotus rising, is it not?
Well, and that's the design, right? That's the blessing that brought you to the show.
And so we're at all various places along the journey.
Right.
The nice thing about consciousness is there are times when you can be quite illuminated and you can recognize things, and then suddenly life gets its Velcro grip on you and you're slogging it out again. And there's a moment when you're slogging where you go, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then that recognition, we can step out of it. We can live through it. And there's techniques and things, and you know, it's important. Well, since I'm on the subject of it, anytime you notice that you're feeling less than peace, love, or joy, or all three together, anytime you're feeling something other than that, sad, right, glad, or mad, grief, and all of that, it's time to take a breath. It's time to pause and recognize you have a choice. You have a choice to empower the ascended love of your soul and let go of the need to do battle with this energy at the level of its creation.
Now, I want to jump in here because yesterday, if you listened to us on Explore the Mysteries, and if you didn't, please go get that show because it was a huge teaching segment. One of the things we discussed was the fact that doubt, fear, and anger are a buffet for the ego. And yes, the ego is just going, yummy, 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 give me more, give me more, give me more. Because the ego, as Archangel Zadkiel said in our very first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, the ego is a sly pirate. It could care less about you. It only cares about itself. And the ego is so sly and so good at doing what it does that it offers you reasons, right? You create all these reasons. And we're going to talk about this as we get more into the triggers, but it offers you all of these reasons why it's somebody else's fault, why it's right to quit, why why this is bullshit, or why you can't do this, or why you can't do that. Because the ego only cares about self-preservation. This is why the lift, because we need to look at that. And I love what you were just sharing, Sri. It's not about, you know, this is the fallacy. We brought this up yesterday as well. Let go of the Hollywood version of what a guru looks like. Let go of the Hollywood version of what multiple timelines look like. Let go of the Hollywood version of what all of this looks like. You don't need a DeLorean to move through time, all right? And so as you give yourself that gift, and as you really come into it, what matters most is not that you will never be angry, not that you will never be afraid, not that you will never have a doubt. That's the illusion. The master, the enlightened, illuminated being, the one who is cultivating their spiritual discernment and wisdom, is the one who in those moments can witness themselves and then move through that as a master would. And so this is why this illumination energy is so intense on the planet right now, because every, I don't even want to use the word thing. It's like every molecule is radiating with a new frequency of illumination, and thereby your expanded vision, your experience, remember this experience is right in front of you, screaming at you saying, you ready to love you? You ready to say yes to your mastery? Or are you staring? Is what illuminated in front of you everything that you still don't want to look at? That's a big, big question. And it's an extraordinarily profound collective moment.
Truly. You know, one of the lessons that is universal for all of us is as we lift through the governance of the ego, meaning that dominant energy that says this is all there is, and we begin to notice there's more than the ego reality.
Oh, yeah.
there's more than the personality self.
Yeah.
And in that recognition, all of a sudden the world opens.
Yeah.
A power is granted to you. But let's just play with this for a moment, because there is an important discernment here. The ego is dependent upon the outer world for its juice. The ego actually loves the drama.
Oh, addicted to it.
And the chaos.
Oh, that's like dessert on the buffet.
So,
right? You got doubt, fear, and
anger,
main course. Now you're doing the post-ray, dude.
Yeah. And so consider for a moment, the ego is a false identity.
Right.
You don't know it's false for a long time. And then we finally begin to realize it's nothing more than a lens that has rational reasons why it exists and it loves to be right. And so the ego is actually feeding on the outer world's chaos.
Yeah.
And as long as it can bring up a solution to the chaos or say there's less fear over here, and you follow that, then you have championed your ego. You have said, I give you my power. Because the ego is basically dancing with fear and insecurity and doubt. And it, so the outer world's instability strengthens the ego's willingness and ability to jump in and offer a new solution. Jump in and say, be scared. Jump in and say, go over here. So pause for a moment. That's the nature of the relationship between the ego identity and the outer world. Who are you? Where is your truth?
Yeah. Oh, there's
it's,
the question.
It's not in the outer world.
No, that's it.
You are a sovereign being having this worldly experience, growing through the worldly experience, which means also evolving through the ego dominance. So we have that as a knowing. Meanwhile, back at the events.
Back at the ranch.
You know, something happened and I'm triggered.
Yeah.
So do we just give up our power to the trigger?
Or? Well, some do. Well, I think that's a good question.
We start there.
Right.
And you can hang out there the rest of your life. Or
for days or months or years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's your journey. The key is to recognize when I am triggered, when I'm feeling less than, when I'm feeling hurt, when I'm feeling unjustly treated, whatever the trigger
that's
might
a big
be.
One.
Yeah,
that's a big
it's
one.
Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, there's a momentary pulse that comes from the inner child. And the inner child and your ego shell are, you know, those they're in divine partnership. And the inner child does need a moment of love and reassurance.
Yes.
I'm not saying ignore it. I'm saying we immediately go, oh, sweetheart, I see that you're triggered. I feel the pain. And then take a breath and anchor with the deeper truth of who you really are.
Beautiful.
Do not deny what happened, but use it as a launching pad to reaffirm your divinity, to reaffirm what is the deeper truth. And there's a dance here. This takes a little practice as well. Because as we affirm,
it's just a step to the left.
As we affirm that divine energy, then we expand through the trigger rather than dance with the trigger.
You need to say that again.
As we affirm our divine truth, our divinity, we expand through the triggers rather than have to dance with them, rather than have to win.
I think that's really important, Sri, because, you know, one of the things, just a sharing, is many years ago, I made a realization that I would rather just be happy than right. And really take that in, because in that sense of injustice, right, in the sense of activism, in the sense of other things, if you are so committed to being right, you are destroying the energy of joy. Because in the energy of right is the energy of control, is the energy of judgment, is the energy of higher than or less than, of hierarchy. There are so many things. And so I know that sometimes people hear the phrase, I'd rather be happy than right. Mm-hmm. When I really owned that and said, you know, why would you want to argue yourself out of the space of transcendent joy?
Yeah.
Ask yourself that question. That's a trigger, right? Because we are constantly, look, guys, we all chose to be here. Let's just start on some basic spiritual premises. So imagine, play, whatever. We chose to be here. And those of you that just took soul charting with me through ascended numerology, you know where I'm going, right? I'm going to talk about that sacred sequence. So the sacred sequence begins with our date of birth. We choose when we're going to insert. We choose the timeline. We choose the parallel. This is where we're touching down. So your date of birth is a very profound moment. This is why it's used in all different systems of divination and astrologies and whatever, because it is the first expression of the soul returning to form. But the second part of your sacred sequence of insertion is your location of birth, because that directly affects how you can intersect with the planet, the country you're born in, the language you speak. And then the third piece of the sacred sequence is the name that is that you were born with, because that is the first moment of union with those that you chose to be your parents. Date of birth, this timeline, this the parallel that you were born into, location of birth, the divine experiences that are creating the you that you are through all of the perceptive filters. And then the name that was gifted to you at birth is the first union with the soul. Now, what happens as we go on our journey? Many of us discover that we were in one timeline to learn one thing, but that these loops, and yesterday I described my entire 1989 near-death experience and how that Godhead experience cycle works. Watch that show. Because what happens is that we've been in 2019 has been a shifting year. It's been a sliding year. So there's been a lot of opportunity to feel unstable, a lot of opportunity to feel like you're going backwards or forwards. Yet my angels, as part of your mastery, it's all normal. What matters most if you're choosing the yoga of self-ascension and an evolved experience through this, so what matters most is the dimensional perception that you are anchored in as these energies are moving. And this is why all year long we have been inviting you to really give yourself the gift of being in that fifth dimensional energy. Because as we talk about the intensity of these triggers, and Sri and I are going to get into some real intensity right now and some ways to get through it. If you have gifted yourself with the anchored fifth dimensional compassion, remember, what is the energy of fifth dimension? Compassion. This is why frequently Sri and I invite, send love and compassion to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. That's his job. He actually holds open the energy of compassion. That is that whole lineage. And very shortly, Sri and I will be in Bhutan diving into that at a very deep level. And I know we're going to have a lot of revelations coming in Bhutan. So you want to stay with us and you want to make a note, New Year's Eve. We're going to get that information out really soon. Be there.
You know, I just want to throw in a metaphysical nugget for those of
I love nuggets.
That like to look a little deeper. As Kara was sharing the truth that our soul incarnates on a date and at a place, and that by the name that you're given, these are all layers of belief systems that you as a divine soul have said, I'm going to work through those.
Right. I'm coming in here.
Those are my tools for this density.
This will set me up to remember, right?
Yeah. And so think about it. You know, in your whole life, you acquired certain qualities based upon your ethnicity, mm-hmm. based upon the location, the culture, mm-hmm. the religion, etc. All of those layered beliefs, all of those valences are there as your personal gymnasium for mastery, and that you have been working through that. Now, this is the big picture. You know, when we get down in the more of the macro, we need skills and tools to help us move back to the big picture, because having the big picture is reassuring. Having the big picture offers us a little respite to say, okay, I get it. I'm working through this. I'm heading this direction. And it's important to recognize that your life is your spiritual path. Belief systems are overlays that are your exercises. They may offer you something you can work with for a while. They may offer you a way of understanding what's going on. However, it still gets down to you. And ultimately, it's your direct mystical experience with the divine truth of all that is your guiding light.
If you allow it in. And this is illuminated right now. You know, one of the blessings of November 2019 is that not only did that November 12 full moon open up a grand illumination that is permanent, right? Permanent. I can't stress that enough. It ignited a mastery recognition. And where are we right now? The energy of recognition, right? It ignited a mastery recognition that gifted a direct opening to seventh dimensional transcendence energy. Now, this is unusual because, and this really peaked out, this did peak in mid-month and it's been coming in, but this moment, the ability to really look, I mean, to really see what is out there, has left some concerned and has left others feeling wonderful. And so how you are navigating looking at your own mastery, are you in that Hollywood version of what is the seventh dimension and how do I get there? Well, this is what Sri and I, you know, all of these defeating energies that would stop you, those little doubts, you know, that little buffet for the ego, they manifest in something Sri and I have been teaching for many, many years now. We call it the victim triangle. And we were going to put this graphic up for you. Are we able to do that or
well,
not?
Yeah, just one more. Okay. I want to do a little more segue. For
please do.
Because we have been talking a lot about the big picture
yeah.
and the energies going on. And as we kind of drop into the individual challenge, so to speak, it's important to recognize there are universal principles that we all work through.
Right.
One of them is density is the place we took birth. The other is you will be given a body and you will be given an ego.
And all of it is designed for your soul. Your soul has infinite patience. Your soul will let you go through this a bajillion times until the divine master inside of you calls the soul forward to lead. And, you know, I want to mention again, we mentioned it yesterday on the air. When Sri and I did a very conscious shift in the timelines, because we were very clear we had to move into another portal to be able to accomplish what we have been very clearly guided as our collective purpose for being on the planet right now, we went through some extremely dramatic triggers and changes that for many people, as you guys know, Sri nearly died twice, right? My own body has just said you can't eat anymore, and so I don't eat anymore. Our physical forms are changing. Everything has shifted because this is how we look in this slide. This is what we talked about yesterday, and this is also about saying yes to your mastery and not letting the energy of the victim triangle of density enter into the cycle you've moved to. Remember, there are infinite expansions, guys. It's beyond the perception of the brain of density. And this is why Sri and I keep encouraging you, let go of the Hollywood version of this and start diving into the trusted master. Sri and I have fully said yes to letting our soul become more visible. And when the soul becomes more visible and you relax the ego into letting the soul guide, you might not be happy with some of the changes that come in at first. That's the dance of the ego. That's that two-year-old in the back seat, guys.
And there will be more triggers because
absolutely.
Because density does not enjoy anything that upsets its apple cart, its chaos.
It likes predictability.
Its need for control.
Yeah, no, it wants it to be this way, which is why the anger and the frustrations and the doubts come up.
I mentioned to you in yesterday's show that density is a fear-based reality, and you can't fix the fear. You can lift out of density, but you cannot remove the fear from density,
now,
or
hear
it
that.
No longer be density.
Right, really hear that, because the ego has to have fear to survive. So hear that, guys. When you let go of your fear, it's really quite a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, rich paradox. The more you release your fear, the more the ego will relax, which means that when you start relaxing the fear, the ego is going to freak out because it knows it's being shifted
yeah.
in the way that you'll never get rid of it. Because as long as you have this protoplasmic jumpsuit, you need the ego. However, it doesn't have to be at 100%.
Exactly.
You can do just fine at 50 or less.
And the ego, as you practice holding the divine beingness of compassion, which
right.
is really the entry point to the ascended states,
right.
The ego begins to trust you.
It
begins to have a less need to control.
Right.
So one of the things that we touched on a moment ago is the prevalence of victim energy in the density strata, and it's wired and programmed in each of us too. The question is how much fuel and reactivity, et cetera.
Now, you know, it's also programmed in dogma. This is a whole show and we will be talking about this at some point, but I just want to insert it there that how many of you grew up with a dogmatic tradition? And within any dogmatic tradition, you are guilty till proven innocent, and you are considered not worthy to be able to interpret sacred texts because you need someone else to do it for you because you can't do it. There is a strong victim consciousness because you are told you must have a rescuer.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really a valuable moment to just kind of breathe into. And I hope I'm not triggering you. And maybe I hope I am, because if I am triggering you, perfect. Then you're in the flow of this show.
There's a growth opportunity ahead.
Or not. Yeah. Or not. Your choice. However, when we can recognize, and that's the energy, you know, this beautiful Mercury retrograde of November, we're now in that unwinding energy, right? It's direct, but we're still in this post until December 7th. And as this new moon comes in and this beautiful energy overlays, we have an opportunity to revisit that which brought us to this moment. And I think that's where the victim triangle becomes really even more valuable.
It does. It does. And it's prevalent. How many of you have ever lost your job, lost your marriage, lost your health, at least temporarily? Do you not feel victimized by those experiences?
Right.
There is a moment where you are the victim of.
Right.
And those moments are opportunities to cultivate greater empowerment.
Yeah.
It usually first comes through a bit of pain, and then we find our way through them. And let's put up the victim triangle.
Let's do that, because
talk further.
Yeah, I guess you didn't stage it.
About it. So,
well, there it is. Silly Kira Rock. All right, guys. So if you're watching right now, you're seeing a red triangle with a huge exclamation point in the middle of it. And it looks like, and those of you that are listening to us, just draw, if you have a pen right now, draw a triangle on your paper, okay? And Sri and I are going to talk about the three points of this triangle, because this is what we call the victim triangle.
So the most common energy that everyone has gained experience with is momentarily being the victim, or for durations being the victim.
When
the victim is activated or illuminated, it calls to itself one of the other two energies.
Always.
So the victim may often be seeking a rescuer. When you have that illness, you're hoping the medicine of the doctor can rescue you from
it. So for those of you that are not watching right now, use the word victim and write it at the top of this triangle. And then Sri just mentioned rescuer. Why don't you put that down there on the bottom left? And so a victim cannot exist without either a rescuer or, on the other side of that triangle, an abuser.
And that abuser is that antagonist, that energy that seeks to make it worse or expand the helplessness of the victim.
Right.
So we will dance with those energies through various actors in our life. When we have a relationship that is not healthy and balanced, that we might notice that we're feeling abused by the relationship, we will go out to our friends and seek to be rescued from that sense of helplessness through what Kira has aptly coined partners in pain.
Now, I want to share with you, how many of you looking at this triangle, victim, rescuer, abuser, have already discovered you play all three roles many times? You see, whenever you're caught in the victim triangle, you're never going to leave it. All you do is move around it. So you're going to feel better about yourself as a rescuer. Many, many victims are often involved in a lot of where they give too much of themselves, because they feel they have to rescue everyone else because they themselves are a victim. And oftentimes the victim will become the abuser at some point. Yet how many times are you abusing yourself? How many times do your thoughts say things to you that would be equal to the worst abuse you could ever suffer? You then become the abuser and the victim. And then that search for the rescuer may come from yourself, but it often comes from, as Sri just mentioned, a partner in pain. What is a partner in pain? Well, a partner in pain is someone who supports your trigger and supports you from taking responsibility. This is important, because victims remain victims until they finally say enough. Now, guys, forgive me, but I was very much trapped in this for a very long time. I was very, very successful in the business world, but as you guys know, blew through four marriages during that time. And the reason being was that at no point was I able to look and say, you know what? I need to say enough is enough and stop it. And how that enough is enough stopping it moment happens is when you love yourself. When you remember the gift. When you, let's talk about the November energies, when you can respect through reverence, the blessing you are. Let go of any chatter that says anything different, right? And honestly, if you're playing with the victim triangle, please, with all my heart and soul, take navigating the inner matrix. Please. And as a matter of fact, I'll give you a hint. It's going on sale again, December 10th, just in time to give for the holidays. And so you really want to give yourself the gift of saying, well, what is my life script? And looking at it. And then you break free, because there is another triangle. When we move from the victim, rescuer, abuser triangle, which is this victim triangle, there is another triangle, and we can literally move out of all of it. But it's about illuminating our self-love and recognizing that those partners in pain, the ones that we call up and they go, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's always them. It's always somebody else. It's not you. They're as much of a victim as you are. You're calling them because you want to be rescued. You're calling them because you want justification for being a victim. You're calling them because you know something's wrong. What about bringing your hands to your heart, taking in a deep breath, and you start reciting the mantra of self-ascension? I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And if you say yes to you, the answers really come. And the love that bursts forth, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show. When you saw away the victim, rescuer, abuser energy, what's inside will blow your mind.
Yes. You know, and so much of this, it just takes a little practice. It's one thing to say, I'm hurt.
Right.
It's another thing to believe I am a victim.
Right. Big discernment.
We all get hurt. If you look out in society, let alone your interpersonal relationships, the number one quality that will tell you people are dancing with victim energy is blame. When we are blaming the other political party, when we're blaming the other person, when we're blaming the system, what we're saying is, I believe in hierarchy. I believe in my victimness.
And guys,
but I'd rather feel righteous than really feel weak.
Right? I'd rather be right than happy. And so what happens is oftentimes you might meet these people or even be friends with them. You're next in line. I'll just share that with you. I can't even share with you how many people have come to Sri and I and said, oh, you know, this spiritual teacher did this to me and this one did that to me and that one did that to me. And I'm not saying that didn't happen. But until you can really stand and say, and I'm ready to be me, I'm ready to just be me, then we're going to be the next in line too. And we know that. And so it's just a question of, are you really ready to stand up and take charge and let your soul manifest? Because this is what it looks like when you say yes. And I'm just using that kind of tongue in cheek. But what I mean is when we relax the ego and when we say yes to the soul has just been patiently waiting, but the soul has no agenda. It's a neutral, eternal energy. And so it's just letting you have your dance. It loves that much. Love yourself. My angels, it all comes back to self-love. Love yourself enough. This is a moment of divine illumination. And this new moon that's coming in is going to make things. It's funny. It's like the polar opposite, right? You have this big, rich full moon. Now we're going into this new moon, which is an extraordinary void of creation. So what are you creating and how are you creating it? Or are you letting these triggers take you into the depth of what might not be an uncomfortable moment?
Oof. You know, one of the things that is important to recognize is that your outer behavior might look common, but the inner driving energy is not. An example of this is the difference between passionate action and spiritual activism.
Right.
Both persons might be attending to the sick, might be planting trees at a place that was destroyed, might be tending to the world or tending to the beings of the world. When we do that from a place of love and say, my heart is called to help, that's clean. That's an ascended, compassionate
gift. Because it's without attachment. There's no attachment to the outcome.
And there's no judgment.
Exactly.
But when we feel angry or righteous and we've got to fix it.
Push.
We are generating and sustaining an energy of polarity in the world. We might have a temporary fix, but the energy that really undermined the whole harmony is still there.
Yeah.
And so these are the discernments that come as we begin to lift into ever greater fields of compassion, ever greater fields of divine trust and divine love, which starts with yourself.
Well, you know, Sri, as you were sharing that, my heart just was filled with that one beautiful quote by Rumi, which I'm sure many of you know, which is, you know, out beyond wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. We will meet you there. And when we meet in that field, that very much is that lion that comes out of the woods, lesson five, Locke's Books of the Essene. Because in that moment of empowered mastery, which the November illumination is showering you with a rich opportunity to say yes to, there will always be the shadow. We are the blessing and learn through the contrast. The triggers ahead, the triggers around us, the pull of this very fascinating new moon are in front of you to say, what's illuminated in your life? And what are you choosing to illuminate even more? The 2020 energy is extraordinary, and it's already beginning December 1.
Yes.
So as this week of really culminating November choice is before you, this is the moment to be aware of your triggers and to be filled with the divine energy of your own love of being.
Wow. Let's just take a moment and take a breath.
So,
allow the love and reassurance of that sharing to work its way into your consciousness and your being. We're all on a divine journey together. And as we lift, together becomes brighter. Together becomes more in the oneness and of the energy of love. Beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, practice, breathe, trust yourselves, and begin to notice that all is truly well.
Namaste.